USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former Vice President Mike Pence and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are jumping into the GOP presidential race. Christie announced his candidacy during a town hall event in New Hampshire last night. Former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to formally announce his candidacy tonight in Iowa. Millions of people across the eastern United States are dealing with poor air quality as smoke from wildfires in Canada has drifted into the USA. Regions of New York have been placed under air quality advisory, with air quality tracker IQ Air saying New York City is experiencing the worst air quality in the world among major cities. Mayor Eric Adams told residents to limit their time outdoors to the absolute necessities. As smoke impacted the region from the Ohio Valley all the way to the Carolinas. Over 400 fires were burning in Canada as of last night, including over 200 considered out of control. An organization representing survivors and families of victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks is speaking out about the PGA Tour merging with LIV Golf, or 54 Golf, as the name contains Roman numerals.
9/11 Families United has expressed strong disapproval regarding the merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, which is supported by Saudi interests. The organization's chair, Terry Strada, has criticized PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan, accusing him of exploiting the 9/11 community in the past when he spoke against LIV Golf. Strada asserted that the PGA and Monahan have now accepted billions of dollars to whitewash the tarnished reputation of Saudi Arabia. I'm John Schaefer.
Prince Harry will be back in court today to defend himself against the British tabloids. The Duke of Sussex is accusing the publisher of the Daily Mirror of using unlawful techniques to gather information about his personal life for front page headlines. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
There are no serious injuries after a natural gas tank exploded and crashed into a Texas home. Authorities in Channelview say a man was trying to dispose of a compressed natural gas tank yesterday when it launched into the air and landed on his neighbor's house. The homeowner told a TV outlet that the tank left a crater in his house, but thankfully his family was outside when it happened. Harris County officials say the person trying to dispose of the tank cut into it with a saw, causing the tank to act like a rocket. Officials added that cutting into pressurized tanks is not recommended. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson debuted the first episode of his new show on Twitter.
The video, roughly 10 minutes in length, was released on Carlson's Twitter late Tuesday. Within 2 hours, it had about 10 million views. In the video, the right-leaning opinion host offered commentary on the dam explosion in Ukraine. He went on to criticize American news media and politicians who have defended the U.S. involvement in Ukraine's war with Russia. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It's officially the deadliest time of the year for teenage drivers. AAA says the 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day is when there are the most accidents involving teens. It's also when teens are more susceptible to risky behavior like speeding and distracted driving. AAA says traffic accidents are the leading cause of death for 16 to 19-year-olds. It urges teens to put down their phones, don't drive in the overnight hours, and wear your seatbelts. Lance Pry, USA News.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.